Hello everyone, my name is Rafał Skowroński, and as you probably know, I'm the head of the GridNet project. I've just returned from short vacations just to be amused by the quality of work of my employees, the fellow wizards, especially the two who go under the nicknames of Codes in Chaos and Paulix. Imagine you return just to find wizards having designed and implemented some of the best tech on the planet. Seriously now, Codes in Chaos is the guy knowledgeable in almost every aspect of the GridNet operating system, and also a dear friend of mine. Now Paulix, who's, well, first of all, she's a she, so supposedly the only beautiful creature among us.
Hallelujah.
She specializes in JavaScript, so whenever you're seeing code written in JavaScript on our YouTube channel, chances are that it's her pressing the keys at the other end of the line. So, what the two have been working on? What made the founding father himself excited enough so that he decided to jump right onto the stage to share it? The taskbar, in short. Microsoft Windows has a taskbar, Mac OS X has one. Every Linux distribution, under proper conditions, can give you access to a taskbar if you really want it. And most of the time, you do. All the command line radicals, before you reach for your guns...
Laser guns.
Now, quick recall, the amount of love we've all already given to the decentralized terminal interface, the DTI. Taskbar became the central part of user experience. In a way, it's also present on every mobile operating system as well. One just needs to swipe finger to browse. It's so ubiquitous, it's difficult to imagine life without it. It keeps your apps organized. Now, in GridNet OS, we've got graphical decentralized applications. The need for one became obvious. While there used to be a taskbar already, for quite some time now, its functionality and experience were nowhere close to the ones it currently manages to provide. From a technological perspective, how does our taskbar differ from the one you've been using? The GridNet OS taskbar, it runs fully within a web browser, which makes it the whole new thing. It perfectly mimics and builds upon user experience known from the major operating systems such as the Microsoft Windows and Apple's Mac OS X. The thing that it's made accessible directly from a web browser, it's a huge step forward. As far as we are concerned, nobody ever achieved anything like it. So, what were the difficulties? Uncertainties, for starters. In a web browser, some of the events, especially those related to animations, are not always guaranteed to fire. In fact, it happens quite often. Second, asynchronicity. While there are no threads in JavaScript per se, at least until one employs web workers, as we do, in a system such as ours, one has to synchronize like a lot. Third, technology. While it might be a piece of cake to take a snapshot of a particular window on the Windows operating system, by handing the Windows handle to an appropriate Win32 API subroutine, how does one make a nicely animated floating two-dimensional preview box, showcasing instances of the very same graphical decentralized application, multiple instances, when hovering over a taskbar icon? Keep in mind, all the time being within the web browser's realm, where all the graphical decentralized applications under the hood are rendered through HTML DOM objects. Let's face it, it's the realm of web pages, not operating system level operandis. In a sec, I'll be demonstrating some of the edge case scenarios the taskbar had to account for in separate short clips below. I've decided it would be best for presentation purposes if you could skim through these as you see fit. Once again, it's an honor to be presenting this. I bow low to the two colleagues of mine, Codes in Chaos and Paulix, who've made all of this a reality.